are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sorry, my mouth kind of hurts. Had to go to the dentist. I didn't realize, guys, I am so sorry. It's been 2 years since I've been to the dentist. I thought it was 6 months and one day. Not 2 years, maybe a year and a half. I go into the dentist, I act like I'm doing my thing. I act like I'm you know, just all that, you know, being Dr. Dahlia, getting my teeth done. I actually got sealants on the back of my teeth, right? They're like, you haven't been here since 2011. I was like, what? And the office is literally across the parking lot. So I need to apologize. I mean, I always say do as I say, not as I do. But not when it comes to teeth. I tell you all to get your teeth cleaned. So I really feel bad. I did, though, scare the dental assistant. You know, with dental x-rays now, first of all, I hate getting the dental x-rays. I hate it because, you know, they shove them. I mean, you know, he was nice. He put them into the mouth, but it feels like you're going to gag. So I'm practically gagging getting the x-rays done. And then I guess they do the stand-up Panorex. So the Panorex is where, you know, you stand, you know, at the machine and the x-ray goes across your jaw, you know, pans around. Well, you know, with me and my breast cancer scare and all the mammograms I get, I was just so used to, you know, expecting to have, you know, a mammogram. I was just expecting, and so I unsnapped my bra, I plopped the breast onto the, you know, machine, and I mean, the dental assistant just practically passes out. I'm like, oh, that's right, this isn't a mammogram. He's like, you put your chin on, and I'm like, well, which chin? I got a couple. So anyway, I get dressed, and I finally put my chin where it's supposed to, and I get the full Panorex view of the jaw. I looked okay. I mean, damn, I got a big mouth. I mean, wow. You know, they almost had to do the x-ray in two shots. Have you ever had that done where you go to the doctor's office and you get an x-ray done, and the doctor goes, we can't fit the whole body part. We can't fit the whole body part into one x-ray, so we need to take two x-rays in two pieces. That, well, you know, they've had to do that with the mammogram. All right, Dr. Dahlia, we're going to take one upper quadrant of the breast because that's all that's going to fit on the x-ray. Then we'll take the second quadrant. So they basically put all four quadrants just to make one mammogram. That's neither here nor there. But, got my teeth checked. No cavities. I got some sealants on there. They gave a good cash discount because I don't have dental insurance, and I'm squeaky clean, but, you know, having your mouth open that long, I know my show is 3 hours a day. You'd think my mouth would be open, you know, I'd be used to it, but that was rough, and I gagged, and I was spitting, and I was, but you know what? I went to the dentist. Mama's proud. I mean, keep in mind, anytime you got to get an orifice checked, it's never really fun. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Steve calling from Kansas. Hey, Steve, what city in Kansas are you calling from?
Actually, Garden City out in the western part where it's 106 degrees projected.
Ooh,
for today.
Ooh.
Hey, I met up with a guy I went to high school with. We're talking about kids. You know, we haven't seen each other in 30-plus years. He claims he has 8 kids. They've all been delivered by C-section. Is that possible?
I've never heard of a man, with the exception of that one man, getting pregnant and having, oh, you mean a girl. His wife had the C-section, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed out. I avoided that little detail there, yeah.
No, sorry. You know what? I'm still recovering from my dental visit. No. The children, if they, you know, it all depends on the doctor. Most of the time, if you've had a couple C-sections, the doctor's just going to keep C-sectioning. And the reason why is you have a weakened area in the uterus, and they want to avoid uterine rupture. Now, mind you, many people can do vaginal birth after a C-section, but once we look at multiple C-sections, Steve, they'll usually just, that'll be the way of choice to get the baby out.
Yeah, okay. I wondered if that, you know, the scar tissue buildup on the uterus would be a problem for the next one, but, you know, eight of them, wow, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's amazing. I mean, these women uteruses, I don't know if you've ever seen a uterus. It is probably one of the toughest. It's probably tougher than the toughest piece of steak you've ever sunk your teeth into. Not that I've ever sunk my teeth into a uterine anatomical piece, but, I mean, it is a very, very thick, tough, because look at what it has to do. It has to dilate. It has to contract. It has to, but once you have a C-section, when they go into C-section, they cut, in a certain way where it would hopefully prevent later, bursting. And the fact that this woman got pregnant 8 times and was able to not rupture, man, whoever's been doing her C-sections has been phenomenal. But the only problem is during contraction with labor, that could be a little scary, so they decide to play it safe many times and just go in.
Okay, well, that's what I wondered. They're all healthy kids. Not a thing wrong with them.
Yeah, I don't think he's lying to you, so, you know, yeah. You may want to check your wallet, though, because if he's got to support 8 kids and you have trust issues with him, I'd be more worried about your wallet than stories he tells you. All right, Steve?
Yeah, I hear you there. Thank you.
All right. Try to stay cool out there. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, one day I'll show you guys pictures of my uterus. When I had an ovarian tumor taken out. You don't want to see that? Why don't you want to see that? All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got a lot to talk about. All right. Apparently we have a woman who is convinced that she caught an STD from her toilet seat. All right. Can you get STDs from toilet seats? We got the ACLU suing the government. Did you guys hear about this? We are talking the ACLU is actually suing the government. All right. Over the NSA surveillance program. You got to admit they're being pretty consistent. We got a trucker who is suing a doctor for a penile implant that gave him an 8-month erection. We got a lot of stories, guys. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Thank you for following us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, interesting, a couple poll results came out. One is that more people think much more highly of George Bush, right? George W. Bush. Apparently, I believe now he's up to a 49% approval rating than he was pre-election. I guess people are missing George Bush because of the recession, but interesting how people kind of realize that maybe it wasn't that bad under George Bush. By the way, his father turns 89, I believe, this week. Happy birthday to George Bush Senior. Now, another poll has come out, kind of interesting, saying that support for affirmative action is actually falling, and it is at a historic low, with 45% of Americans saying affirmative action programs discriminate against white people. Now, the reason why you're going to start seeing a lot of debate over affirmative action again is because the Supreme Court is revisiting the constitutionality of affirmative action, and I guess is going to give a ruling this week on a case of Abigail Fisher. Abigail Fisher claims she was not chosen for admission to the University of Texas in 2008 while less qualified minority applicants, she claims, got spots. She says there were people in my class with lower grades who weren't in all the activities I was in, who were accepted to the university, and the only difference between us was the color of our skin. Now, in 2007, the court ruled that public schools could not use race as a tiebreaker when determining a student's admittance to certain high school and kindergarten programs in Seattle, Washington, and Louisville, Kentucky. Apparently, on that case, Chief Justice John Roberts said the way to stop discrimination on the basis of race is to stop discriminating on the basis of race. Now, this is something that is always a very hot topic and a very charged topic because, you know, if you try to discuss this very objectively, somebody could always, you know, read it wrong. And so you don't really have a lot of people discuss it, which is probably why the Supreme Court is like, oh, man, do we have to deal with this? But we actually do. All right. And both sides may be harmed by affirmative action. All right. So, for example, I had an African-American medical student with me years ago, and we were talking about, I'm not sure how the subject turned to affirmative action. And he said, the biggest problem I have is people think I got into medical school because I was black. And I have to prove to everybody that I wasn't filling a quota, that I made it into medical school on my own merits. But because of affirmative action, people think I'm here just because I'm black, and then they discredit my abilities and, you know, what I'm able to bring to the table. And that's something you just didn't look at. You know, you thought anybody who was not white would benefit from affirmative action and they would be for it. But I didn't realize that you do have minorities, although now that we see the face of America is changing, where whites are going to be the minority, so we really can't use the term minority anymore, but non-whites, which from what we understand, non-whites, the group of non-whites are going to be the majority leader, are concerned, some of them are concerned that the affirmative action programs makes it appear that they got the job or they got the placement only because of their color and not by their merit. All right. So that's how affirmative action can already be hurting, unfortunately, the people it was trying to protect. Then you have other cases, and I don't know if they went as far as any court system, but somebody winning a scholarship and having to turn it back in because he wasn't black or because he wasn't a minority. Now, we do have scholarships out there, and from what I understand legally, you're allowed to pick any creed, race, belief as qualifications for a scholarship to a college. If it's a private donor and they just want Latinos applying, or they just want white women applying, or, well, you'll never hear it say that. I mean, if they say, you know, that, then that looks like it could be racist, but they may say only women or only black women or only, and from what I understand, and I know some of you are trying to call in to weigh in on this, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. I believe legally private donors can put certain restrictive qualifications on there. All right. But, and this happens a lot, but, you know, I get, asked all the time by parents, you know, what's that song? Where are the white women at? Where are the white scholarships at? All right. Not a lot of scholarships offered for white males. What, there's more for females. If you're females, true. And so you're starting to feel a sense of discrimination. All right. But if affirmative action didn't exist, would discrimination go back to the way it used to? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Should affirmative action be abolished, or does it still play an important role? 1-877-DOC-DALY. So now you have 45% of Americans support affirmative action, 55% don't. All right? Is it because the pendulum went the other way? Why is that? All right. Now, we have non-whites in our family, and yes, they were able to get scholarships to school. But then again, back in the 90s, I was also. All right. I'm a white woman. I was able to get a full ride academic scholarship. Now, with the court ruling a few years back saying, look, all right, you know, in order to stop discrimination, we can't be, discriminating on the basis of race, allowing race to be the tiebreaker or be favored, et cetera. I do like the idea of there being objective criteria in terms of grades, in terms of essay, in terms of interview, et cetera. Now, back in previous decades, older times, there were arguments that non-whites were not getting the access to the education that they needed. Non-whites were not able to flourish academically, so they couldn't compete. Well, that is different now, okay? I mean, it is different now. With the schools, and thank God, no more segregation, et cetera. I'm very proud of our country right now, extremely proud, all right? We should all be able to play on the same playing field. There was also previous research decades ago on how certain brains were different and certain academic abilities between races were different. That's been disproven, all right? A Latino, an Asian, an American, a Black, all have the same intellectual capabilities. Now, some of you will say, no, Dr. Dahlia, you're wrong, because in my kids' class, the smartest kids always seem to be from China, Korea, Japan. All right, I quit using the term smart versus maybe dynamics in terms of parents and having the kids do their homework and studying, etc. You know, there's a one of my kids has a childhood friend, and he is of Indian descent. And the boy is extremely academic. He does need to be around the block, you know, a couple times, just to kind of learn, you know, some ins and outs and some street smarts. But he is extremely smart. But on top of that, though, his family puts education first. So whereas my kids come home, throw on SpongeBob SquarePants, try to find a high-carb snack, and I don't know where they find them in my house, but maybe they make it up. All right, and then kick back and do their homework later. Their friend is very academic and starts studying right away. Okay, that doesn't mean we have evolutionary changes within races, etc. No, it just means there's a different ethic in that house. Now, me, I don't really get home till about 6-7 o'clock, and so the kids are going to screw around. Okay, should they be scared of mama? Right, when mama comes home. They should be, but they laugh at me. I mean, you know, all right, they know I'm tired, all right, and that I don't even want to work with them on their homework, all right? You know, see, me, I was self-sufficient. I went home, I did my homework, but that's who I was. I was a Miss Super student, all right? I mean, did I have a lot of street smart growing up? No, I didn't. I could do my book work, but I didn't have a lot of street smart. So is affirmative action at this point in our time hurting more than helping? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. I see some of you guys on the line now. We're going to be coming up on a quick break. And then after that, we're going to talk about the ACLU suing our government for the NSA Snoop issue, as well as can you get an STD from a toilet? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, some of you have called, but you don't want to go on air. Okay, look, I can't sit here and read what you're saying if you don't want to come on air. Okay, we're talking about the affirmative action. Honestly, what is everybody afraid about to talk about that? I mean, the Supreme Court's going to be discussing it. All right, you know, this is what our show is about. All right. He doesn't want to leave his name, but he says affirmative action will never leave because we have ACLU. ACLU. Oh, I know. We need to talk. That would be a good transition. I should have brought that up. See, you should have been on the line because then I could transition to the ACLU suing our government. Ty writes, Doctor, what happened to the radio station who got sued by ACLU for not having black radio hosts? I don't know if they were ever sued. And I don't know if it was the ACLU. I remember there was a station in California where there was concern that most of the radio hosts on the conservative talk station were white. And I believe I believe they did hire non-white radio hosts and provide programming such as that. You know, though, but you see, this is the thing that kind of concerns me. I think that's kind of insulting when a company has to go out of their way. I mean, you know, we talk about profiling. We talk about singling out somebody based on color, based on creed, based on background, race, ethnicity. But then if it's for a positive change, it's okay. Doesn't that make you nervous either way? You not getting a job because you're white, or you getting a job because you're white? You see, for me being white, I was always nervous, all right? Not only because, I always thought, well, that'd be discrimination because I'm a woman and, being a kid in the 70s and then, you know, transferring to the 80s where you start to see more of a change with more women starting to be treated, you know, more as equals. I always thought there would be female discrimination, et cetera. But then whenever I would hear about whites being hired only or a company all white, et cetera, I would think Aryan Nation. I mean, that would start giving me, my hairs would stand up on the back of my neck when I would hear that. You know, so when you hear of a company, let's say, that has absolutely no minorities whatsoever, all right, and that they are on purpose doing it, okay, to me, that doesn't sound like regular mainstream America. That sounds to me like a little white supremacist. That sounds very factional to me. But most companies, they hire who they want to. They hire who, you know, I mean, Beyonce, right, did not make it as big as she did with her music and with her dance, etc. Whitney Houston did it, Mariah Carey, all right, because of affirmative action. They made it because they were talented. So, you know, the question out there is affirmative action in this day and age kind of obsolete because we are all playing on the same playing field, or are we naive and there are parts of America that are still discriminatory? And unless you force a company to hire somebody who's a non-white, they won't do it. But you see, honestly, if I was that employee, I would not like it. You know, like, for example, you see what's happening in the Obama administration. All these new appointees are women. Obama got criticized because he didn't have enough women within his cabinet staff. I don't care if he has women or men. I just want the people that'll do the job. So then he surrounds himself now with women in office. Maybe he likes it, okay? You know, I don't really know what they look like. Maybe they're qualified, whatever. But I just found that as a woman kind of insulting, all right? And, you know, don't pick me for a job just because I got boobies. Pick me because you think I deserve it. Just like the medical student I had who was African-American saying, look, I'm tired of people thinking I made it to medical school because I'm black. I made it because I had good grades. Nobody's believing me because they think I made it because of affirmative action. And that is, I think, a huge problem. Okay? I mean, the jobs I was able to get, like in radio is usually dominated by man, because people would rather listen to a man. It has nothing to do with a man doing a better job than a woman. All right? Men in radio are more, are going to be more inclined to be listened to. I had to prove to a lot of people, and I'm still proving, even though some of you are turning off your radio as we speak, I had to prove that a woman could be just as entertaining and could be just as igniting, all right, as a man could be on the radio. But I had to go through the same process that any other man would have. Okay, just because somebody pees standing up doesn't mean they automatically get a job on radio. Okay, ask Rush Limbaugh, ask Alex Jones, ask Rick Bubba. I mean, ask these guys. These guys had to prove that they were worthy of your listenership. All right? And you know, in radio, they just don't take some guy off the street. Although, remember, there was that homeless guy that had a phenomenal radio voice? Yeah. I mean, I had to, you know, what do you sound like on air, Miss Dahlia? Well, it's Dr. Dahlia, but that's okay. You don't have to call me doctor if you don't want to. But this is how I sound on air. And I gave them a demo, and they're like, okay, this works. So, you know, when you see an industry that may be dominated with more than one gender versus another, okay, you know, maybe there's a reason for it, okay? Women, you know, seem to do a lot of the shopping, and a lot of the decisions, the purchasing decisions, happen in America more by the woman's opinion, okay, than the man's. So you're going to see in advertising a very female slant to it. Now, Marlboro Man is undergoing a change. You know, Marlboro Man with his cowboy hat, you know, cowboy, so sexy, standing there with a cigarette. They're going to have to later change the ad to him standing there with an e-cig, right? Okay? And the reason why is men aren't buying their cigarettes anymore. Women are making the decisions if their men are smoking or not. And if Marlboro Man looks sexy with an e-cig, maybe women will purchase the e-cigs for their man. It's a whole marketing play. And it's, I think people have really, gotten confused by what affirmative action should be. And I'm still seeing this. No. You know, if you're a non-white, you qualify. And what really ticks me off is if jobs are still able to do that, okay, and scholarships, etc., then it just makes more and more room for other types of discrimination. No, well, you're skinny, so we'll take you instead of the obese person. Or we'll hire the non-smoker instead of the smoker. Why? Well, because of health care, and it's financially in our best interest. You know, I mean, why can't we just look at the applicants blindly? You know, the show The Voice that's out there, I don't watch it as much as I watch other shows, but it's pretty good because when the judges have to choose who they want to save to sing and represent their group, they aren't allowed to look at the person singing. So they have no idea if they're male, female, black, white, Latina, Asian. They have no idea, old, young. They don't. Then they vote, not looking at them. Then they turn around and they see. Yesterday on America's Got Talent, there was a black man who could sing opera in a female's voice. He was phenomenal. And he was straight. He, you know, proposed to his girlfriend right there on stage, etc. But, you know, maybe we need to kind of change things where everything is on a piece of paper. It's on a piece of paper, and you get chosen based on that piece of paper. But it's not like that, okay? They want looks, okay? Do you ever see somebody that's 400 pounds working at a gym? No, it's going to be somebody good-looking. And so I don't know if we'll ever stop discrimination, whether affirmative action is there or not. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So based on what's been going on with the National Security Agency, the ACLU now, I believe, has sued the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, along with the top political appointees at the FBI, the NSA, the Pentagon, and the Department of Justice. All right? Apparently, this lawsuit they're claiming is a little bit unique. Number one is you never really see the ACLU, you know, get mad at the government. But I guess they say here, according to Mail Online, instead of standing in for a group of Americans who claim the government violated their constitutional rights, the ACLU itself and its New York affiliate are the plaintiffs. Huh. The two organizations allege in their lawsuit that they were our current or former Verizon customers and note that as frequent legal counsel to plaintiffs in other suits, their phone calls are often privileged communications between lawyers and clients. They got a point. The ACLU contends that the NSA's mass phone tracking program violates its rights under the First and Fourth Amendments. Speaking of getting sued, the New York City is getting sued, from what I understand, because of very high, quote-unquote, levies against businesses and loss of businesses due to the health inspections. Apparently, we'll cover the story a little bit later this morning, many of these businesses are saying that these health inspectors are levying such high fees and giving such low grades that it's deterring business. And I believe 40 restaurants is suing New York City. Now, I mean, there's always a conflict of interest when the health department, that's the one that is gaining financially, is also the one that's doing the rating. You would think that'd be a outsourced and independent company involved. Nope, never works that way. See, people, things just aren't fair. One of you asked where Edward Snowden is now, like, where's Waldo? I heard somewhere he was supposed to be going to Iceland. Everybody's still searching for him in Hong Kong, I guess. All right, but we'll keep you guys posted on more developments. I want to move on to some medical news. We got a truck driver who says a penile implant gave him an erection that lasted 8 months. All right, now, you know, I love my truckers. I love, you know, all my patients, and, you know, but when you hear a trucker that has to deal with this, look, truckers already got to deal with stick shifts. They don't need something else poking out, interrupting what they need to do. God bless them. Anyway, apparently, Daniel Metzger, 44, of Newark, testified in Newcastle County Superior Court of Wilmington in a medical malpractice lawsuit against urologist Dr. Thomas Desperito. He told jurors that the inflatable prosthesis made him feel less of a man. Apparently, the doctor's lawyer said in her opening statement that sometimes bad medical results occur through the fault of no one. She also said that the urologist told Metzger the prosthesis had to be removed 4 months after the surgery when he complained of an infection and the erection wasn't going down. But the patient didn't do anything for months after that visit. Apparently, he had a procedure in 2009. He had lost his insurance, and he didn't have $10,000. He said Desperito wanted before the surgery. The prosthesis was removed in August 2010 after tubing from the device punctured his scrotum. I don't know if you guys can even handle this. That's crazy. He now has a replacement prosthesis from another doctor. Now, we've talked about penile prostheses, right? In very great length and girth. We've talked about those. Okay, there's many different things for erectile dysfunction. Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra aren't the only things available. All right? When it comes to maintaining blood flow, sometimes if the blood vessels are very incompetent, we call them, and insufficient, then sometimes we will have inflatable implants where you could actually inflate to make sure you have an erection and then deflate. I know some patients that do all right, you know, with those. I would just get very nervous. Aren't there certain types of implants where you could pump up the air or pump up the volume? And then, see, I wouldn't want that because I would always be afraid, what if I can't get the air out? That just, to me, is a little, you know. He also says scar tissue from the first surgery left him about 50% smaller, and he doesn't get the same level of sensation. Metzger and his wife, Donna, are seeking unspecified damages from Desperito and his medical group. Now, here's the thing. If it is true that he was having issues and he didn't follow up and the procedure didn't get done, then, you know, you can't blame the doctor for that. But if there was a complication, even if the patient signed an informed consent and knew that there were risks, these lawsuits can still happen. I'm just surprised that it went on that long. I mean, usually after a surgery, all right, you usually have some post-op visits. So you'll go in and you'll show the doctor, and if the doctor sees by week one you still have an erection, my question is, why wasn't something done after week one? That I don't understand. So I think we'll probably get more of the story. All right. Just, you know, I hope he kind of keeps, you know, a stiff upper lip during this. It's not funny. It's not funny. I hope he, because that is, that's tough. It's embarrassing. And now everybody's talking about it. But just, you know, keep in mind, erectile dysfunction affects many of us. And we try to pick the safest option and the best option for us. And I hate to see things still go wrong. Okay. You know, because, you know, he had a wife. And he, you know, he has a wife, and, you know, he's just trying to keep her happy and him happy. And I hate seeing things like this go wrong. Now we'll see what happens. Okay. Also on that note, they say 12% of women could be allergic to semen. And many of them are wrongly blaming these symptoms on STDs. Now, the reason why this is such an important subject for many of you is because, you know, you'll have, let's say your lady will say, no, don't have sex with me. You give me a yeast infection. All right, I'll see that lady, we'll culture her, you know, take some cultures, and no yeast, no bacteria. And you know, I just had another patient this week come in saying, I have a chronic infection. And I'm like, no, you don't. You don't have an infection. I think you're allergic to him. Now, this is something that has to be addressed by the gynecologist, I would say, kind of urgently. All right, because there are certain things that maybe could be done to change the components of the semen to allow you to not be as allergic, or he or she. All right, well, you know what I mean. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. All right, so there's a 21-year-old model, Hitachi Bailu. She says that now she has OCD because she had contracted an STD from a toilet seat. And her OCD now is where she has to clean off everything. Now, for decades, we've been telling you, and we're still telling you, that you can't get an STD from a toilet seat. However, as far as I'm concerned, with my microbiology background and my virology background and training, yes, technically you can pick stuff up. You can pick stuff up from toilet seats. Now, HIV is usually dead after about 4 minutes, but things like hepatitis C can live on inanimate objects for months. Genital warts, okay? Warts could live, the virus could live on an inanimate object for some time. Herpes virus, there are things on toilet seats. This is why we have such a huge epidemic of people peeing in the pool. Nobody wants to sit on a wet toilet seat at a public bathroom near a public pool or at a beach because they think the wet that could be there. Why are wet toilet seats so dangerous? Because if there is some urine or something like that, whatever the STD is may be able to live long enough in that until now. True, skin-on-skin contact, all right, there's only a few type of STDs that could be contracted that way. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, syphilis. We're not talking about, I mean, gonorrhea, it's really rare. I've never seen that. But there are warts, there are herpes, there are other things you can pick up from a toilet seat. Absolutely. It's rare, though, okay? Which is why I wipe the toilet seat. But, you know, now she claims that she's OCD over it. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joel Wallach, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.